You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Should we sound the horn?
Why not?
That's the sound of the horn. Welcome to the Legendary Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Wild.
Oh!
Well, Chris Co-Wild, not available because of tightness in his back.
Lower back tightness is what it said.
Yeah, but I like what you said. Big John Studd, Burbank Hank is with me. Henry Dittman,
you
folks.
Said, bah, but I say, wah.
Wah. Oh. Sound the melancholy horn.
What a stinky poo-poo game to watch. It's one thing to lose a game.
Oh, we lost that
it's
game.
It's something else to just watch the entire game be a loss. We just couldn't get, I mean, literally almost the entire game, 17-point deficit.
We scored 14 points in the second quarter, which...
That hurts.
That's not going to do it.
That's not going to do it.
Team.
I mean, we actually won the first quarter.
Oh, man, we were in good shape after
up
one.
Five.
I know. We had their number
we
in
beat
the
them in the third quarter by
quarter.
3 points.
We beat them in the third quarter?
By 3 points.
Yeah, we had a...
I mean, geez, Louise,
they shot
truth is,
over 50% from
shot,
3-point land.
And they shot 50% from the field, 51% from three. We
Jeez
shot 38%
Louise.
From the field and 41% from three. But that's the game. That's all you need to know.
I looked at you during the game and I looked up and I saw Lou Williams had 22 points. And with all the misses that he had, I looked at you and I go, I guarantee you it took him 22 shots to get those 22 points. And then I looked it up on my phone, 21. I was off by one.
You were off
but he
by
was
one.
Literally
but
shooting
missed,
7 for
but he
21.
He probably missed the next shot.
He probably missed the next 7 shots.
I mean,
it was,
you know,
horrible.
Look, man.
Coming off a 4-1 road trip.
Look.
Which was a good thing.
It's been a weird week. It's been a hard week
horrible
for
week.
Our league. It's been a hard, week,
for the
hard
city.
Week for our city.
For basketball in this city.
They had a moment. They did not do the 24-second violation
no,
thing
they
that
did
they've
a
done 24 a lot of games.
Second
they did a
moment
20,
of silence.
Yeah, and they did show the faces of everyone who passed, and it was definitely.
And they did a very touching tribute video.
It was wonderful.
Narrated by Paul George.
Yeah.
And I kind of, I'm going to say this, that, and maybe if you want, I'll edit it out, but what you said to me during the game when you said, Kawhi had to miss tonight because of that lower backness that happens when you get moist in the eyes and get real sad.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
I honestly, he was ready to go.
I mean, he was in the starting lineup.
He was in the starting
but look,
lineup.
Look, man, I have had back problems in my life, and I'll tell you, when they come up, you never expect... Sometimes you turn your neck and they come up, and when it happens, it happens. But it was definitely heavy. It was heavy in the
It was
the
a
room.
Heavy moment. And honestly, we came out and played well in the first quarter, and... Sacramento played horribly in baffling red uniforms. They're purple. Sacramento is a purple basketball
yeah,
team.
Yeah, but I guess not always. I
purple
mean,
and
well,
black.
Well, buddy, think about a.
Don't you dare call me buddy.
Oh, buddy.
Don't
Hill.
You dare call me buddy.
But listen, listen, Buffalo Braves.
Orange.
Black and orange, and now the Clippers are red and blue. And you moved
San Diego
town,
Clippers were
and
orange
I believe,
and light blue.
I believe Sacramento was the Sacramento Royals, the Rochester Royals.
Rochester Royals. I want to say they moved to Kansas City, but I'm also knowing that Kansas City is a baseball team.
Well, I got to Kansas City on a Friday, and by Saturday, I'd learned a thing or two.
Yeah, I'll tell you something.
Because up to then, I didn't have an ID. And now I'm going to perform all of Oklahoma. Because there's not a lot of game to talk about.
Oh, my God.
There's just not a lot of game to talk about. We literally,
I'll talk
Clippers
about
fans,
anything but your damn show tunes.
You're so used to us throwing to audio of the coaches and players. We finished watching the game and
out
walked
there.
Out of the
get
stadium
of the
with only a quick stop in the restroom.
Well, and we grabbed a cup of pretzels and a cup of popcorn.
From the media room.
And I got a cup of water because I got to keep these dulcet tones so moist. So
it was just
my voice
a
sounds
bummer.
By the way much better, don't you notice?
Yeah, I noticed. You've been taking a little better care of it, you think?
I have been taking better care of my dulcet tones, my speaking voice, because as you know, I host Clipcast, which is an audio format, a show where I talk about basketball, the Clippers, who are still the best team in Los Angeles with a Staples Center record of 20-5.
Yeah, but we're not going to get it done when our star Paul George gets 8 points. And, I mean, he only played 19 minutes, but
so we
points.
Thought Kawhi Leonard's going to play. We thought Kawhi Leonard's going to start.
Which, by the way,
and I tweeted out the four horsemen. The four horsemen are back.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden, we hear Kawhi has muscle tightness out of nowhere, moments before the game starts. And I tweet out, three horsemen? And then the best tweet of the night, and I'm sorry, I'm not bringing my phone out, and I'll shout you out on Twitter, but somebody tweets me, two horsemen and the minute restriction horsemen. And really, there you go. Montrezl Harrell played fabulously, and he's the only one. Everyone else completely crapped the bed. I'm going to say that in the PG version. PG stands for Paul George, who only had 8 points. And by the way,
well,
he
Williams
got those 8 points.
Got 22 early. Points.
Please stop. Please stop. I'll ask you to leave the
I'm
Vivid
a very
Seats.
Positive
I'll
person.
Ask you to leave the Vivid
no,
Seats.
No, you can't kick me out of the Vivid Seats
I will.
Studios.
How many shots?
It
How many
it
shots?
It doesn't say on this stat line, and I don't want to know.
I'm going to bring it up because it was more. I guarantee you it was more than 22 when all was
well,
said
Well, it can't
and done.
Be better. It can't be better.
It was brutal. Now, that being said, again, 20-5 at Staples Center. And that road trip that we went on, we came out of it 4-1.
That's nice.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
Because we were, like, forever kind of muddying around as a 500 road team. You know what I mean? A game over 500.
Sure.
And that 4-1 road trip means we are now 4 games over 500 on the road at 14-10. 19-5 19-5 at home, but that number is 20-5 at Staples Center because one of those games was a quote away game at LA. Yes, the big story was that away game at LA was canceled Tuesday night, and I totally get it. I'm asking you this, Hank. When do you think they reschedule that game for? I have my theory. I'd like to hear yours.
Well, I honestly think they have to schedule it at the very end of the season.
So that's what
I don't think that
thought as well.
I don't think that there's a way that they can schedule it without the Clippers or the Lakers having to play 3 games straight. Because keep in mind, this is not like we're rescheduling. There's only one place we can play.
So here's the
thing. We have to play in Los Angeles at the Staples Center, and that cannot happen during the season. So it's either during the All-Star break.
That was my theory, because here's the problem. L.A. Lakers close the season with a back-to-back on the 14th and the 15th, okay? So maybe they can play on the 17th, but I'm telling you the playoffs probably start on the 17th or 18th.
What happens if the game doesn't matter?
They can't play 3 games in a row, but in the West it will matter.
But what if it doesn't?
It absolutely will.
But what if it doesn't?
You got to play it.
But what if it doesn't?
They're going to play it.
But what if they didn't? But what I'm just saying, like, got to the end of the season, and the Clippers and the Lakers, it was mathematically impossible for
and
that
everyone
game
says,
to change anything, and they
right.
went, and they went, okay, but here's the problem. People bought those tickets.
Yeah, and also there's...
But people bought those tickets.
There's money to be made.
That
is going to be a giant media event. That is going to be the most watched regular season basketball game, certainly of this year. Everyone's going to be all eyeballs on that. So I'm trying to look. So I said the Lakers have back-to-back 14th and 15th to close the season. Let's take a look at how the Clippers close the season, because they're not going to play it during the All-Star break. Yes, they have the time to do it, but we've got three LA starters in the All-Star break.
Well, I also think they
and the Clippers
the players,
play on the 15th.
The players
so they can't play on the 16th. They can't play on the 16th because no one's going to play back-to-back-to-back. So they'd have to play on the 17th, but when do the playoffs start? Both of those teams are going to the playoffs. I'm telling you, this is a real head scratcher.
I know.
And you can rig it that LA, both LA teams who are going to be in the playoffs, start their game ones of round one as late as humanly
possible. Oh my gosh, what does it do to the integrity of the playoffs if the team that they play
right.
and one team wins and then that team ends up losing the first round of the playoffs, but technically they won? Do you see what I mean? Like, if we're playing a 7-game series, but first they play a 1-game standalone game. Let's say the L word wins that game, but then the Clippers go on to win the series, but technically the Lakers beat them one time before they got into the series. You see what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's no mathematical equation that has LA play LA in the first round.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That makes me feel better.
And look, so the playoffs always
start. You see what I'm saying?
Yes. And so the playoffs. So the last game of the regular season.
If the Lakers go on a huge losing streak, or the Clippers do.
The Clippers aren't, and I could actually see the Lakers going on a huge losing streak. Because their march,
their march is
brutal.
Games ahead.
Oh yeah, no.
Team that's in fifth.
And I think the Clippers finish one or two. There's no possible way the Lakers. Oh, finish
I mean,
seven
at this point, what are we, like, second or third? And I think that we're only four games.
I mean,
games
going
back.
into tonight, we were number two.
No, I don't think we're number two
so
anymore.
So the playoffs classically start on Friday night or Saturday, certainly, and the big weekend is Saturday, Sunday. So the last game of the regular season is Wednesday. The Clippers and Lakers can play each other on that Friday night. As long as the playoffs start Saturday, and then the Clippers and Lakers have to start their playoff game on Sunday.
Gosh,
it's just winky, but then winky, but then and wonky, bro.
But then what happens? Do the players really, like...
It's wonky.
Does everybody really play full speed knowing they're going into the playoffs 2 days
later?
Oh,
sure. And if you're locked in, like, to your point, if it doesn't matter and for the standings, for example, if the Lakers are locked in at two and nothing is going to happen, or four, or pick a number, I won't say one on this show.
What if they were number one?
You could say it. Kick you out of this studio.
Don't get me out of the Vivid Seat Studios. I love it in here.
Each seat's so vivid, more vivid than the next. But if they're locked in, obviously they're resting everybody, and it's just an exhibition game. I totally get it. Now, the way that this season has been, especially for our Clippers, we are now three. A couple hours ago, we were two. So we're going to be, I think, dogfighting for positions.
Right, but after, if it's us, and who is it, Denver?
Denver's two.
And we're both four games back.
Clippers three, Utah four.
How many games back is Utah?
It's a logjam. Denver is
no,
four games
not.
Out.
How many games
Clippers
back is
Clippers
is
four
team?
Games out. Utah is five games
but
out.
But how many
Those
games
three.
Back are they?
Oh, Dallas is five, and they're tied with Houston. And then OKC is right there.
No, Dallas is 7.5 games back.
I know, tied with Houston.
But that's a lot of games back. That's 3.5 games behind us.
I know, it's 8 games in the loss column away from first place. I totally get it. The Lakers have to have absolutely the wheels fall off.
But golly, there's a lot of games left.
But I got to be honest, tonight was a big red flag to me if I'm a Laker fan. If I see how the Clippers performed, emotionally exhausted, playing in the building, I love the fact that the Clippers kept Kobe's jerseys
oh, I love that.
Up, and I think they should
very
personally,
respectful.
I thought it was very tasteful and very powerful, and I think they should just leave them up there, let them be seen
yeah.
for the rest of our tenure at Staples Center, certainly for the rest of the season. We're gone in four seasons, less than four seasons. Okay. We're gone.
Yeah.
2024, we're in our own building.
I don't have a problem with that.
I still think, and this is crazy, and this is just absolutely not based on any sort of truth.
Nothing you say ever is.
It's not true. I knew about the new stadium. That's the only thing I knew about
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, we
I
get it.
I wouldn't shut up about it.
Toot, toot.
But I'll tell you this, Hank. I think crazy, crazy rich Scrooge McDuck Steve Ballmer, I could see him paying rent at Staples Center and still playing at the Ballmer Sports Access Center,
wait,
newly minted Clippers Arena of Inglewood.
What are you suggesting?
I am suggesting that. They break ground on the building, they finish the building, and there's still that pesky lease at Staples Center, and Steve Ballmer goes, check in the glove box, dear! Let me see if I got a year rent at Staples! And he pulls out, I don't know, $100 million.
For what reason? To do what?
To get out of that building and get into our own building.
But what would be the reason to keep the lease at Staples if he has his own building?
No, I'm saying the lease goes until 2024. We know that.
Oh.
So I'm saying Crazy Steve could possibly pay the rent and play in Inglewood.
Oh, and still leave.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, when do we break ground?
Any day now. Any day now. Everything has been fast-tracked.
Is it happening in the morning?
It is happening. It's
Didn't it only take the Rams 2 years to build their stadium?
Yeah, and that's a giant football stadium. And there was some sort of big putback because of a big rain that they didn't predict. And they dug a big hole for their foundation, and then all of a sudden it rained like crazy.
Was it a fancy swimming pool?
It turned into a real not-so-fancy muddy swimming pool.
Yeesh.
But they really fished out a ton of real good memorables. Anyway, look, folks.
Are we talking about people?
The Clippers are in third place.
People go in
and
go
West,
swimming in there like Woodstock, and they had to get fished out.
The best team in that Staples Center building.
Oh boy.
Number one in LA.
Like it. They didn't look
they
like,
didn't
it, tonight,
look like it tonight. They didn't look like they were the number one team in the state because Sacramento King was playing for like the California Cup tonight.
I mean, let's just say for a second that it just kept,
got their 18th win.
It kept feeling like, oh, we're really turning the tide. I remember at one point we had back to back threes. It was Shamit and maybe Mo or Shamit and Bev. And then they hit back-to-back threes, and you look up at the scoreboard, we're still down 15. It was
15.
Like, oh, jeez.
We were in the twilight zone.
Hachi-machi.
We were in the down 15 twilight zone.
And also, P.S., Sacramento was just red hot. They just were playing great.
Yes, and which is crazy, because as of yesterday, the two hottest teams in the West were us and the rising Memphis Grizzlies. The coldest team in the West was not Sacramento, it was Minnesota Timberwolves.
Because Minnesota's just so cold?
Yeah, well, they're freezing, and that's the good news. They're the coldest team in the West, literally, like, in the win-loss column in the past 10 games, and we play them twice in the next 10 days. As a matter of fact, on this four-game homestand...
We play them five times?
Where we stubbed our toe opening night of the four-game homestand, we play three losing away teams.
Who are we playing?
Friend. We are playing... After this break, I'll tell you.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Oh, Chris.
We out?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
I just had the most terrible nightmare.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I dreamt that...
You dozed off during the commercial.
I dreamt that we
got
beat up by the Sacramento Kings.
No, we won by 500.
Oh, thank goodness.
It was real, Hank. It was real. All right, so we stubbed our toe on the first game of the four-game homestand. We play every other day, okay? Next home game is Saturday day. It's a day game. Right? And who do we got, Hank?
T-Wolves.
Minnesota Timberwolves. What did I say about the Minnesota Timberwolves?
They're a bunch of crumb bums.
Yeah, and they're the coldest in the West. And they have a losing record away. As a matter of fact, they are 9-14 away. They're even worse at home, where they're 6-18, and we play them in 10 days.
You know, in their last 10 games, do you know what their record is?
2-8.
0-10.
Jeez Louise, lemon
Do you know that literally...
Jam it, please.
They're the worst, and even the team that is lower than them in the standings,
Golden
the Warriors,
State.
Went 1-9.
Jeez, Mao.
Okay, so I like that.
Zubat. So they're coming up next Saturday afternoon?
Saturday, 12:30,
day. All right,
game.
And then Monday
home
night,
cooking.
Spurs. Oh, you're nervous about the Spurs. Well, guess what? The 90s happened a long time ago. They are 8-14 away.
Woof.
We are 20-5 at Staples Center.
I liked it better.
That's better.
I liked saying 420 better.
And then the Heat come to town 48 hours later. We play every other day on this homestand, which, by the way, that's why we were out of our rhythm tonight. Because we were supposed to play every other day, and all of a sudden, we're not playing.
It's just a sad time.
I
wasn't about to say we should have played.
We should have played, P.S., but we were out of our rhythm.
Well, also, it's just a sad effing week, man. It's just a hard week.
And I think, taking a step back, and yes, I understand the Lakers want to have as much time as possible for this big thing that's going to happen tomorrow night or tonight for you, the listener. I get it. You need to take time to do it the right way. I just think it made more sense to do it the right way first before the Clippers. That's all. Because it's their guy and it's their building. I'll never sit there and say, this is our house in Staples Center.
Oh, my gosh,
I'll never say that.
It's not our house.
And they do a fine job of making it as much our house as possible, but it's not our house.
No, it's
our house.
Our house
is TBD, is to be demolitioned first, I guess, and then built. It's TBB in Inglewood. That will be our house.
To be built.
The Clippers Arena, the only basketball arena in the NBA named after the team that plays there. And I will brim with pride when on opening night and every night in our building. And I can't wait to dazzle people for decades of our exact building stats, which I'll know for the rest of my dumb time on this
you'll
planet.
You'll keep.
We're 437 here. I was here for all of it.
There's no doubt that you just now were louder than an overtime commercial.
Finally.
We should have warned people to turn their dials down.
Finally. Oh, my gosh. All right, so the three-game homestand.
T-Wolves, Spurs, Heat. You think we sweep.
And by the way, the Heat, like I said, we just beat them where they were literally the best home team in all of NBA basketball. And the funny thing about Miami, they finally did lose to a non-Los Angeles team, by the way. They are 21-3 at home, but they were 21-1 and they'd only lost to the Lakers. And then they became 21-2 when they lost to the Clippers. On the road, they're 11-12. That's under 500. That's a losing away team. Now, yes, they're going to be out for blood because we just beat them, but we're a better team. We're going to have Kawhi for all of those games. So, three games, three teams. I'm telling you, three Kawhi games. What do you got?
What I think the record's going to be?
Yeah.
I think we're going to win all three.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely.
I think we're going to go 3-0.
Absolutely right. We're going to win 3-0. We were, I don't know, you know, you can't really say what we were based on what we called for the road trip because all of a sudden one of the games got scratched or postponed, but still 4-1 on the road trip. And the only game we lose is night two of a back-to-back with no Kawhi, no Paul George, no Pat Beverly. Pat Beverly actually played well last night versus Sacramento-ish. Montrezl Harrell actually played well. Everyone else played horribly.
Also, the Kings were red hot.
50%
from
three?
They were shooting red hot, but they also were getting steals, getting blocks, getting
rebounds.
And
they started, there were so many careless King turnovers. I loved it. I was like, here we go. We're going to win by all
the
points.
Oh my gosh, it really seemed like, at the end of the first quarter, I felt like,
how are we not blowing them out?
We're up by five, but we definitely have control of this game. And then it just all went stinky poo-poo. So we have four games before the All-Star break.
No, stop. After the three-game homestand.
No, I don't think so.
I know so. We have seven games before the All-Star break. Four at home. We just saw what happened. Three more at home, and then four on the road. Those four on the road are a tale of two tiers. Two horrible teams, and then two very good teams.
Okay.
The two very good teams are the Celtics and Sixers, who have great home records, specifically the Sixers, but also the Celtics. And then two horrible teams, which are the Cavs and the Minnesota Timberwolves, not in that order.
Okay.
So we go on the road before that All-Star break. And then during the All-Star break, do we see that LA-LA matchup? Or do we see that LA-LA matchup make them ups at the end of the season? I don't know. We don't know anything.
I don't know. They might have to try to make it happen at the end of the All-Star break.
Or at the beginning of the All-Star break. Because the beginning of the All-Star break, I want to say, has more time on either side. But I don't know.
We play Thursday the 13th.
Okay.
And then the All-Star. No, the next day is the beginning of the All-Star festivities. They start on Friday, right? Friday is the rookies.
Sense.
Saturday is
so
the
we
skills,
play on the 13th.
Is the dunk contest. And Sunday is the game.
And then everyone in the league, including the All-Stars,
and then
has a nice break.
Our next game is not until Saturday the 22nd.
There you go. So that's when they need to make it up, right?
I guess so.
If they can. Staples Center rents the building out to Miley Cyrus concerts and the Harlem Globetrotters and the damn circus. You know what I mean? The Grammys.
Well, I mean, I don't like the swears, but I agree with you.
Excuse me, the Charnet.
Golly,
the Charnet,
man.
Ringling Brothers.
That's not really what we're all about around here.
Barnum, as well as Bailey. Barnum and or Bailey.
Barnum and or Bailey.
We're trying to give you laughs on the NBA haha show.
I'm trying to look for the Lakers. I want to look up the Lakers schedule and see if they, maybe this is the answer. It couldn't be this simple because no one else is figuring it out.
I'm telling you, it's up to Staples Center. It's up to a lot of things. It's up to the NBA. It's up to TV. It's just a lot of factors. And that, of course, that makeup game will be on.
They're going to have to play after
a national broadcast.
They're going to have to play during that week. They play on the
21st. You think it's going to happen during the All-Star break?
I don't know what else you do.
I think it's going to happen at the end of the regular season. But like I said, the Lakers have a back-to-back to end the regular season. And then the
playoffs
will start
that
Friday night.
I mean, literally the entire league is on a break. Like, the Lakers play on the 21st is their first game. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is free. Now, I understand that players rely on the All-Star break, but wouldn't the NBA love to get another game in there?
Of course. Of course. But also, wouldn't they love to do it to introduce the playoffs?
Oh, I guess so.
I don't know. I mean, we're just going to sit here and wait to find out, folks.
I guess we'll have to.
And you're going to have to wait for more Clipcast after this. What did you learn?
Oh, Chris.
Oh, God.
I just had the worst nightmare. Here we go. I had a nightmare that we continued to talk about when we were going to reschedule the Lakers and Clippers game
Here's what I learned during the break.
Unless I have read the schedule incorrectly.
Which is very likely.
First of all, don't forget, folks, on Sunday, February 16th, the Sunday of the All-Star Game, the Harlem Globetrotters are playing at the Staples Center. They're a great time. The next event at Staples Center is Thursday, February 20th. The next Lakers game after that is the 21st. The next Clippers game is the 22nd. Mm. So maybe...
The 19th?
They could play on the 19th, which would make it a back-to-back for the Lakers. Oh, but is it? But did the Lakers play? Oh, see, it gets so confusing. The Lakers have a back-to-back. No, they play on the 21st.
Yeah, man. This is, first of all, A, this is why you are not an NBA scheduler.
Well, it's why, and also because I should have looked all this up before we started doing the show. But the point is, it might be that they would have to do it on that Tuesday after the All-Star break, but I bet you that the Players Association would probably say, forget it.
Yes, Hank. The Lakers play on the 21st, like you said. Then they play on the 23rd, so they could play
Or the 20th.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And make it a back-to-back.
Make it a back-to-back.
Not super fair to them, but...
But better for us. All right, so you know, Kawhi Leonard is a starter in the All-Star.
Oh, he is? Yes, he's a starter.
Yes, they announced the starters. They announced the reserves. Paul George, not a reserve, which totally makes sense.
He's missed so many games.
I know, he's only played 26 games.
Oh, has he played that many?
That was what shocked me, is that he had played that many.
That shocks me.
I know, but...
He has not played 26 games.
He's played 27 games now, including tonight, if you can call
what
he did.
I wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, dude, he played... Not
possible.
I'm telling you, he played...
Meow, meow! He didn't even play for the first, like, 10 games.
He missed the first, I believe, 11 games was what he missed initially. And it felt like we haven't had him for months.
If you had told me he'd played 20 games so far this season, I still would not have believed that.
Yes. Well, here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Paul George, who is not an All-Star reserve, has played 26 games, including last night in the loss versus the Kings, makes it 27 games, okay?
Yeah.
But that's, like, literally not enough. Kyrie Irving, not an All-Star because he didn't play enough games. It's barely half, 26.
Yeah.
So
also, the West is great. You got plenty of great players to put in there that people want to see play.
Absolutely. Guys who played also, more than 40 games up to this point. 35 games.
I'd rather not Paul George get injured. He got hurt in a... practice.
He got hurt in a practice.
So I would just assume leave him out of the All-Star game.
And I don't understand any of the rules of the newfangled All-Star game.
Oh my gosh, so are they really doing what they, like the suggestion today of like every quarter you start, like first team to 24 wins $100,000 for a charity.
And so a charity loses? That's what, whenever you play for charity, I'm just like, so if charity loses then? Okay.
I have too much respect for charities to ever play for a charity.
Like, if you want the charity to lose.
You know, if you really want, if you really love a charity.
I'm sure they get money. But
if I really loved a charity and I was competing, I would try to get the other person to support my charity. Let's both play for my charity.
It's just like,
which, by the way, is feeding my kids.
I totally get playing for charity, but it's just funny to me that the one charity gets more because of the guys that have nothing to do with them played a little harder in the game that doesn't matter.
Everybody gets a little something, though, right?
Yes, they absolutely get something.
Plus, you're pretty stoked if you have an NBA player.
Oh my God, and it's also like free publicity for your charity.
And also, the NBA is like very what's the word? Philanthropic.
Oh,
philanthropic?
So much.
Philanthropic or philanthropic?
Philanthropy.
Philanthropic.
Yeah.
They're very much about the communities and
as long as the Chinese dollars keep coming in, they're very philanthropic.
Oh, but did you hear this? That there's actually a possibility that the salary cap will go down next year because Chinese revenue is dropped.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Salary cap might drop next season.
Yeah, the players are going to love that.
Oh, that's not great.
Yikes.
There's some guys who really got paid a couple of years ago that really shouldn't have gotten paid like that.
All right, so we've played 48 games.
By the way, can you believe that this is the two-year anniversary of the Blake trade?
It's nuts. On the day, right? Or yesterday or whatever. Yeah, 2 years ago, Blake went away. And look at how different the team was that day. Look at how different the team is today. So, yeah, look. Okay, so we got, in the Blake trade, we got Tobias, we got Boban, we got Avery Bradley. Those guys are all gone.
Yeah.
And we got picks.
We got picks.
And those picks helped. But also, obviously, the Chris Paul trade.
And we got a broken heart because we lost our own son, Blake Griffin.
How about the Chris Paul trade? Who, by the way...
Oh, please stop, everybody. Please stop with the bring Chris Paul back to the Clippers. Just stop.
First of all, how can
he? He's not going to take a pay cut.
He's owed $40 million. Who can possibly trade for that salary?
Does no one remember
him
sitting through the playoffs because he was hurt? No one remembers that?
He's also on a playoff team.
He's always hot in February. He's always hot in January.
Right.
He's always hurt in the summer.
He's an all-star. He's an all-star reserve. He's a former All-Star MVP.
I'm happy for him. I'm grateful to him. He changed the culture of our team. Mm-hmm. I don't want him back. Well, he's not less injury prone now.
I mean, Blake Griffin changed the culture of our team.
Yeah, that's why Chris Paul wanted to come here.
Exactly. Chris Paul didn't change the culture. The culture already was changed, I think. I mean, what do I know? A lot about the Clippers.
Toot toot.
We'll be right back. Oh, God, I had a horrible nightmare.
Oh, my gosh, Chris.
The nightmare was that you kept doing this dumb nightmare bit, right, where you thought that the loss didn't happen and that it was a nightmare. So this, anyway, so.
Chris.
What?
I had the worst nightmare.
Tell me about it.
I was dreaming that you humiliated me on the show about my funny comedy bit.
First of all, I wouldn't call it humiliating as much as it was tooting my own horn.
Oh, don't toot your own.
My comedy horn.
That is my horn to toot. Don't you toot it.
I have been stealing your comedy bits for decades, sir. Passing them off as mine. It's my great pleasure
friendship.
And privilege. That's
friendship.
Friendship.
You do each other's bits.
My funny friends do something that's funny. I later create it. I originate it.
How did this go from my funny bits to my funny friends? How is this all about your other funny friends now?
I know a lot of funny people, Hank.
Mm, Lord.
I really do.
Uh-huh.
Comedy world.
They're great, loyal friends to you that always really come through.
World, small circles. Oh, no. They're all horrible deadbeats, but they're funny. They're never there for me. They're the worst friends, but they're funny, and I steal their bits.
I love it.
Oh, gosh. All right, so look. Clipper Nation. It's nasty on Twitter, the cancel culture after losses.
Yeah, it's rough.
So please pull your thumbs away. Don't talk about how this team's pissing you off and Kawhi's pissing you off.
Chris, that is a borderline swear.
Well, Sharnet, I apologize. Ticking me off? Really stroking my beard.
Oh, stop it.
They're really stroking my beard.
It's going to be tough for everybody because we're about a week away from the trade deadline, and that's a long
less
time
than a week
to
away.
Sit and worry.
Less than a week
the
away.
The 6th at 12 p.m.?
Yes, which is a Thursday, I believe, right?
I don't
the
know.
6th is a Thursday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
That's
anyway.
Right. Yeah.
And we've
Thursday.
Got it. We've got, I believe, because we play every other
day. It's my son's birthday.
Every other day.
Don't make some crazy, foolhardy trade on my son's birthday.
I honestly don't think this team makes a trade. I really don't. I just don't. We have all the pieces. We just haven't seen them together.
Look, here's
and
the thing.
We thought we were going to see them together last night.
Here's the thing. I'm about to flip flop. Classic
do it.
Burbank
flip.
Hank
flip
flip flop.
Flip it and flop.
Now you don't really know me well enough at this point, Clipper Nation, to know that I am a classic flip flopper. It's a long running bit. Chris gives me a hard time because I'll state an opinion and then I will completely change my mind. I'm fluid and zen like and handsome. So here's my flip flop. My flip flop.
Except for I'm bumpy, ugly, and
a dirty dog.
What's
butt.
The opposite of zen like? Al Bundy.
High stressed. I have concerns about Zubats, and you know that I've been a big supporter of him all along. But
why? Because he sat next to me, and I was dogging him all night because he really stunk last night.
Well, I just have often worried that he's not getting minutes, and my question has been why? Why when he has been so effective is Coach not playing him more?
Didn't you
and
see
tonight,
why tonight?
He got more minutes and was not great. He was not great.
Trez is
had problems.
Exponentially better.
But Zoo is
better.
Great next to Kawhi. Plays great with Kawhi.
I think he plays well with Kawhi. I wouldn't call it great.
So do maybe they try to get, can they maybe try to unload him and some other assets to try to get a better big?
I
mean, is that the question?
But
you can't give up Montrez.
And of course you can't.
We just lose games if we lose Montrez. I'm sorry.
I just don't know what a package of Zubats.
Don't say package on the show. You have to bleep that out, too.
Oh, stop. Zubats, Jerome Robinson, and Mo Harkless gets you. What? Who is this big that you think is going to save the day? I just don't think the day needs to be saved.
No, I think we got to stand pat.
I think we have to stand pat with Patterson. Multiple pats.
So many pats.
But talk about the guys that are going to get it done. And let's go in order of the guys that are going to get you the chip. Kawhi Leonard, one, okay? Yeah. Paul George, two. And you could argue that Lou Williams, three. Montrezl Harrell, four. You could argue 2 through 4 in any position. But the top four are 1, 2, 3, 4. Those guys, the four horsemen. Pat Beverly, 5. Those are who are going to get you the chip. 6, who's going to get you the chip? Landry, Shamet, those six guys. I have not mentioned Zubats yet. That's why.
I know.
Why are we all hemming and hawing about our starting center, who is honestly not our center? Our center is Montrezl Harrell.
Undersized though, and it's a problem.
Mo Harkless single-handedly got the injured, banged-up Portland Trailblazers into the conference finals last season. So Mo Harkless is going to get you there. Yes, Zubats is going to help. Finally, 7th or 8th, I mentioned him, okay? But J. Mike, how he helped us last postseason, is going to help us this postseason. Throw him into the mix and Pat
Patterson. Michael Green only had 3 less rebounds than Zubats tonight.
I'm telling you, bro. I'm literally trying to just feed the fans out there that love Zubats. No one ever puts Zubats in the top 5. If someone says he's the 6th most important Clipper, I would throw Landry Shamet in their sham faces.
Oh, my gosh, Chris.
And I'm sorry. I'm right. He's the 6th most important Clipper, and it's not up for argument. It's not up for debate. And only at the best, on his best day, is Zubats 7th. And I could argue right there, Jermichael Green with his giant body right there. Boom. He is just as, if not more important. Okay? So let's say there's a 3-way tie for 8th, but I'll give you Zubats alone in 7th, okay? I'll give you Zubats alone in 7th, but then in 8th most important guys, and in the playoffs, you take your top 8 and you make a run. Mo Harkless, who helped Dame Lillard get the Blazers to the Western Conference Finals, where they collapsed, but still, they got to the Conference Finals, something we've never done. We've got Kawhi Leonard, who obviously got to the Conference Finals and beyond. We've got Paul George out to finally make a name for himself in his home city. We've got Pat Beverly, who's been to the conference finals before, and now we've got these great, best tandem in bench history, Montrez and Lou. It's those 6 guys that are going to get the job done, and then role players. So if you're hemming and hawing about we have to get a big who also shoots threes, who can move off the ball. I'm like, what is this unicorn that you're describing? Where in Europe are they hiding this guy? He doesn't exist. And how can we get him? We have the pieces needed. That being said, any move done by Jerry West and Lawrence Frank and Doc Rivers is solid gold. I just don't think.
You don't think they do it?
I don't think they do it. I don't, because they have all the pieces. And the pieces, if the playoffs were tomorrow, would all play. Kawhi Leonard would not have a tight back tomorrow. They are being so cautious, like we as Clipper fans have never seen. We've only seen season-ending surgeries.
Yeah.
That's all we've seen. Yeah. Elton Brand gone for a year. I promise, fans, I'll be back next year better than
buy those season tickets.
Zoom. And I'm glad you brought up the season tickets. Why, fans, have you seen a 30% increase now? Because last year at this time, when they were pitching you buy season tickets,
they just given up their star.
They had just traded their star Boban and their second star Tobias.
Yeah.
But still, the thing that really irritated me as a season ticket holder, I just felt like, is it just me, Hank, or every year they are begging for money earlier and earlier for next year?
It did feel that way. I also have to say, you know, The timing of us getting rid of our season tickets was that you had just had a kid. I was about to have a kid.
Sure.
And
the price went up.
And the price over two seasons, our prices doubled.
Yes.
Now.
Not up 30%.
No,
up
doubled.
100%.
Doubled.
Right.
And I always felt like a better play would have been to say, hey, Clippers fans, if you've been a season ticket holder for 20 years, we will never raise your ticket prices more than 3%. If you've been a season ticket holder for 10 years, mm-hmm. we'll never raise your ticket prices more than 5%.
No.
We will raise them every year, okay. or even 10%. Mm-hmm. But they're raising them 30% this year, which is pretty outrageous.
Let me ask you this. What's it called when an arena sells all their tickets and fills every seat?
They're sold out.
So the
max capacity.
So the team is selling out,
toot,
if you will.
Toot, they're toot-toot.
Right? They've sold out. They are sellouts. These games are sellouts.
Oh,
so you
God.
Want the sellouts to have rent control in a supply and demand market?
I know, but I mean, you should be. Don't you think, considering the fact that probably there are less than 2,000 people who have had season tickets that long, that you could be loyal to those loyal fans and be like, hey, we're going to take care of you guys.
Yeah, I do.
But I guess why would you?
But I live
get money.
On planet Earth.
I know.
And I live in a place called reality.
But you voted for Bernie.
I will, and I will again. Bernie, I would come in, okay? I would knock the top 1% of the top 1% of Staples Center employees. They
employees?
Have been on their high horse.
The employees?
I mean, the big business. Excuse me. Excuse me. I'm old. I had 7 heart attacks just now, okay? But look. It is a supply and demand. And think, last year when they said, we need your deposits now for next season, which always bugs me. It's so darn early. We just traded for nobodies. Like, we didn't know Landry Shamet was good.
Yeah, I wonder if they went up last year.
We didn't know who Zubac was. Yeah. I know he played for the other guys. That's so crazy that he's only played for Los Angeles in his professional basketball career. But they had, you know, they're like, hey, Pat
Bev. If he gets traded away from the Clippers, he'll have to play for the Redondo Beach Killer Whales.
Oh, like, we're so good.
You won't want to leave this.
Undefeated. But, like, I love Pat Beverly, but his first season, he missed the entire first season. So last season was his second season, but it was really his first season. This is third season's a charm. So, and I love the guy. And Lou Williams, love. And we made a star out of Montrezl Harrell. Montrezl Harrell was not a star until he got to L.A. But these are not marquee guys. You've got your sixth man of the year, Lou Williams. Hey, look at our bench. So give us money for next year's season tickets. Now they say we have the NBA Finals MVP, best player on planet Earth.
Yeah.
By the way, it used to cost $1,000. Now it costs $1,300. I'm just using that number out of thin air because I know it went up 30%.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dude, it sucks, bro. And in a perfect world, they would take Section 114.
But this,
all those
you're
crazy
right. But I mean,
people.
Why would they do that?
Why would they do that?
He spent a big B numbers to get the team.
I have.
He's not going to keep charging.
No,
and let me also
he's
say,
a profiteer.
Like the Clippers used to have 2-for-1 season tickets in certain sections.
2-for-1. That was why we. Joined.
That's how we got into it in the first place.
That's
it
how.
Was
yeah.
2-for-1.
And it was awesome.
It was awesome.
We paid less than $20 a game. Dude, it was magnificent.
And we were in the 200s.
Yeah, we had great seats.
So, you could walk anywhere you wanted down front because no one came to the games.
I would often go and coach the third quarter just for fun.
We walked down at
until
the
they stopped me. I'd wear suits.
We have Oluwa Candy signed jerseys because
we walked down to the court after a game.
And he was like, hey, let those guys over here.
Yeah. Hey, and then he signed the jerseys and said, hey, goodbye forever.
Yeah, he left.
I mean, from all of it.
Yeah, he just left the league, right?
I don't know. Who knows? Probably. Nobody wanted him.
Chris.
Oh, no. You had the nightmare?
I had a terrible nightmare. The episode was over.